We do thank the Lord this afternoon for his goodness to each one of us.
Amen.
We are thankful that we can still report victory in the Lord. We do have a burden upon our heart today, and we would appreciate your prayers that we will be able to get it to you in a way that you will be able to understand it. And we want the anointing of the Holy Spirit, especially upon the words that we will be saying. Lord willing, we're going to put a subject on the board when we have some scriptures to back up this thought. And we are totally relying upon the Holy Spirit to direct us today, that he can bless my mind to come in and focus on the business at hand. I'm also going to be asking that the Lord will bless you to stay alert. I know it's difficult in the afternoon service, but the Lord is able to meet those needs. So we will try to move along with this. We'll put something on the board. You can get a verse of a song if you would like, and we'll try to move along promptly. Thank the Lord for his goodness.
They can hear the Lord, they whisper,
how the little dragons cry.
There's our friend, Lord Jesus,
patient under time and kill. If you'll be a friend of Jesus,
you sang more than one verse, but that was fine. I appreciate it. A wonderful song. We did write a subject on the board, the benefits of full forgiveness. You know, you work on jobs these days, a while back. I think we still do it now. You want to know what kind of benefits I have. If I come to work, I want to know later on when I get ready for to retire if I'm going to have any benefits. Sometimes you'll stay on a job, the conditions are not so good, but you're looking at those benefits. Well, there are benefits and blessings in serving the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
There's benefits in being able to experience full forgiveness. You notice when we were children, when I was a child, I'd have a little disagreement with my brothers or sisters, and my mother would tell me, come here, I want you to say that I'm sorry. And ask them to forgive you. And sometimes you didn't like to do that. You might say, I forgive you. But when they weren't listening. But we're talking about that full forgiveness. That level that God's approval is upon. That's what we're talking about today. How would this world be if man would forgive each other? It would be a totally different world. No retaliation. No getting back. No letting that bitterness just get down there and work until, you know, sometimes people would take another person's life just because they have not forgiven them. Think about our families, how much more peaceful they would be if we could learn to fully forgive. Lord, help us today. So we'll be talking about that. Here's the definition of forgive: to give up resentment of or claim to requital. For example, forgive an insult. To cease to feel resentment against an offender. Lord, help us today. You know, when you forgive, you also need to be able to restore. Here's a definition for restore: to give back, return, to put or bring back into existence our use. Lord, help us today. All right, our first scripture will be found in Matthew 5:7-9. We will be reading there. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Most of us like mercy, don't we? Yes, we do. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Thank the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers. You want to be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. For they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And it has some more on down there, but we're going to stop right there. We're talking about blessings and benefits. Thank the Lord. And it's available for each one. But here's the thing. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to be able to help you to fully forgive. You're not going to be able to do it in your own natural ability. So Lord, help us today to keep that in mind. And God is so good. It's available for each one of us. And you know, you have to start with salvation first. Get that vessel all cleaned up and ready for the Holy Spirit. We appreciate God's goodness today. Galatians 6:1-2 will be the next scripture, Lord willing. And it says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, we want to be spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. All right. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We want to do that. So thank the Lord. We're going to move down to the seventh verse. And it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So it's telling us that we go and sow these things that are not good. There's going to be a crop coming, and you're going to need the Lord to help you with those difficult crops that come your way. But if you sow goodness and righteousness, you will be blessed. So we thank the Lord for that this afternoon. Thank the Lord. He is not deceived, and God is not mocked. So we want to keep that in mind. We want to be able to forgive our brother and our sister. But we need the Lord to help us to forgive them. Fully forgive, not partial. Like this glass is pretty filled up, but you just get a little bit. This one's not filled up all the way. But we want that full forgiveness, that full thing. Thank the Lord for his goodness to us today. All right. God is so good. You know, sometimes we may try to do some good, righteous works, but notice what Mark 11 instructs us to do. You need to remember, if you remember that something is not clear between you and your brother, you don't need to ignore that. You need to take care of it. In Mark 11, we'll turn there and see what the Lord has for us today. Thank the Lord. Mark 11:25. And when ye stand praying, you can kneel praying or however you're praying, but the word says, when you stand praying, to do what? To forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But number 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So suppose you're just standing there holding your brother and your sister and you expect God to forgive you. That's not going to happen. So we need to release our brother and our sister, release them fully, and the Lord will bless us. You know, it's a weight when you're holding on to your brother and your sister and you're not forgiving them. It's very dangerous too, because you could be called out into eternity and still holding your brother and your sister. Lord, help us to awaken to the seriousness of the thing that we need to fully forgive our brother and our sister. Lord, help us today. Have you noticed that sometime offenses will come? Luke 17 has something to share, to say about that. Let's turn over there to Luke 17, and it gives us some instruction. Then said he unto the disciples, or the followers, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. Yes. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Yes. It gives us good instruction. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again and thee, again to thee saying, repent, thou shalt forgive him. Notice what it said. Live in an attitude of forgiveness. Yes. An attitude. You don't say that's the sixth time you've done that. That's not good. That's not becoming for righteousness. But be willing to go that extra mile, however much it takes, that your brother can be, that you can enjoy the relationship with your brother, that it's not going to be severed because you have something that's come up between you and your brother. Lord, help us today. So that's good advice for each one of us today. You notice over there in Hebrews, what does it say something about? We need an increase of faith. We need an increase in faith in God to be able to do this. But may the Lord help us today. We want to live in an attitude of forgiveness. It's very beneficial to us. We do not want to, I'm not going to say, be careful about offending your brother and your sister. That's a very serious matter. But you might do it accidentally. But if you find out that it's come to your attention, do everything that you can to restore that relationship, and God will surely bless you. Notice what Proverbs says about a brother offended. It is very serious, but the Lord is able to heal the offenses. He has a healing balm, and he can bless us today. Proverbs 18 and 9 says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lip shall he be filled. But I wanted the 19th verse, a brother offended, Lord help us. But the Spirit of God can go in there with humility and with prayer, and that brother or that sister can be restored. Isn't that wonderful? What God can do for each one of us. So he is so very good. And I trust him today. Thank the Lord. What about when you have a brother and a sister that once worshiped with you or once had the same belief that, you know, they were serving the Lord in the way, like going according to the word of God, and something happened along their experience with the Lord, and you can allow yourself to get a little attitude towards that brother or that sister. We want to warn you about that today, because it does happen. Turn with me to Psalms 55 and let's see what the word has to say about that. Notice it says, 12th verse, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hateth me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. 13, but it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. 14, We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Now, you're going to need the Holy Spirit to help you in that situation, that you can forgive that brother and that sister, and you can love him, and you can do like the word says on 253, kind and loving to each other, gentle words to all we meet. You know what the lyrics say there? But the Lord is able to bless you. I did not say to go along with their wrongdoing. I didn't say that. I said the way that you handle it, that's what we're talking about, that you can keep yourself clear, that you can keep a good relationship with your Heavenly Father. Thank the Lord. So God is so very good today. All right. You know something else we're talking about full forgiveness. Turn with me to 1 John. Let's see what else we have there. And we want to read some more of the Word of God in 1 John. It all ties in well together. Thank the Lord. He is so good to us today. All right, 1 John 1 and 8 and 10, I believe. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank the Lord. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So thank the Lord. We're thankful that the Lord can, we confess our sins and he'll forgive us of our sins and he'll claim us as his child and we'll be right ready, a clean vessel. We can go on to sanctification and we can go from victory to victory. But you want to remember, keep that attitude of forgiveness all along the way. You're going to need it because it's very valuable. May the Lord help us today. And you know what else in forgiveness? You want to not cultivate a habit of an attitude of vengeance, getting back, retaliation. That's very damaging to you spiritually. A definition for vengeance: punishment inflicted in retaliation for an injury or offense. Lord, help us today. We do not want to hold a grudge either. These are ugly words even to say it. A feeling of deep-seated resentment or ill will. The synonym is malice. We don't want to fall into those traps and those pitfalls. Amen. So may the Lord encourage us today to be very careful. And you know, help is available for each one of us. So we thank the Lord because he is so very good. Turn with me to Colossians 3 and 13. Often we're called upon to forbear. You know anything about forbearing? Yes, we know. And you have to be forgiving. Talking about some of the benefits, some of the conditions that we meet in life. Colossians 3 and 13, we will be reading. Well, thank the Lord. We're going to go up to the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. Yes. You need it. Kindness. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That's good for each one of us. And above all these things, put on charity, which is a bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body. And be ye thankful. Thank the Lord. That is wonderful for us to keep in mind and to practice it each day of our lives. All right. Matthew 6 and 14, another scripture that we want to comment on briefly this afternoon. And we will go there just very quickly. We're going to go to Matthew 6 and 14. And it reads, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." We want to be forgiven of our heavenly Father. "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You're dead locked there. Lord, help us to live above what this scripture is talking about, that we will not fall victim of holding our brother and our sister. And when you're holding something, it's a burden to you. It hinders you spiritually. It hinders you naturally. When you're in a race and I don't see the people that are running track and they're holding onto a big suitcase hanging along behind them, are they? They even strip down to the clothing that they wear. You've seen them when they're running track. They want to go fast like the wind. They don't have a big overcoat and all these other things. So we cannot have all this baggage that's going to hold us down spiritually. Amen. Lord, help us today. We're going to strip for the race spiritually, and we're going to be faithful, and the Lord is going to see us through. Thank the Lord for his goodness today. All right, I'd mentioned to you about forgiveness. Sometimes we're called upon to do it more than one time a day, but don't keep a tally. Lord, I give it to you. I'm going to live in an attitude of forgiveness. Lord, help us today. In Matthew 18 and 21, I believe this is where Peter was talking to them. Yes. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. Till seven times. That's the question. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. As the children would say, that's a whole bunch. That's a long time, isn't it? But if you live in an attitude of humility, it's going to be so much easier for you to forgive your brother and your sister that if you have an exalted opinion of yourself, Lord, help us today. So we want to keep that in mind. These are just things to work on as the meeting is coming to a close. You can have some homework. Isn't that wonderful? You can have some things to meditate upon. You can have some things to strive for the next year when we come, if the Lord will, or whenever the next session comes. You can have some homework to do. So may the Lord encourage us today. I want you to know that we love you, and we just want to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. Jesus is our example. I started to say he was our example. He still is our example. Amen. When Jesus went through all the things that he went through, that he could bring salvation for each one of us. And man is still rejecting it. Think how it must touch his heart. But he did what he could to bring salvation for us. And even when he could have had some retaliation or some ill will, he didn't have it. But notice in Luke 23, where we read there about our Lord and Savior, what he did. Lord, help us today. We want to follow that example of Jesus. And there he was in Luke 23, and we're going to start with the 34th verse, I believe, and that was where he said, Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He had an attitude. He did not want them to be retaliated against or maybe penalized, but he said, Father, forgive them. Do you think you could do that? I know you can't do it in your own strength, but when somebody is doing you wrong, can you say in your heart and mean it, Lord, forgive them. I don't want to get any root of a retaliation or getting even, and you had it coming. We don't want that, but we want to submit it to God and let the Lord take care of it and pray for their souls, that the Lord can give them better understanding. That's what we're talking about. Jesus was able to do that. And so also, he also still had ability, because when the malefactors were there, remember, it's right down here, 39. And one of the malefactors, which was hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Notice 40. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Yes. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Amen. Notice the forgiving attitude that he had. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? And Jesus didn't say, you've lived wrong all this time and I'm just going to let you get what's due you. He did not do that. He did not have that attitude, but he extended it to that man. And we thank the Lord. Jesus will do it to you if you haven't gone or crossed the line. And may the Lord help us today. Yes. And Jesus said unto him, verily, or truly, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I believe he got something internally the thief or the malefactor that was able to change him. Isn't that wonderful? Just like the Lord in whom we serve today. So we appreciate the goodness of God. We appreciate the scriptures. We appreciate the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them. That is a wonderful thought to conclude with. The final scripture, Lord willing, will be in Genesis 45. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Joseph, remember how his brethren sold him over there into Egypt? He had the coat of many colors, and there was some jealousy probably all involved in that. It happens sometimes a day in families. But he went on ahead, and he was faithful. He was an outstanding person, and he got into Pharaoh's house. And remember the situation he got with Pharaoh's wife. He ended up down in prison and all those things, but God was with him. But he came on after a period of time, and his brethren were in need. They had a famine, I believe, in the land, and they needed some food. So they went down to Egypt. And who do you suppose was there already before them? That brother that they had sold. And they became fearful when he let them know that who he was. I'm going to read to you about that. But I want you to remember, Joseph, I believe, kept a good attitude. He kept an attitude of forgiveness towards his brethren, because he could have very well denied them corn or whatever they were coming after. And he could have done some ugly things, but he did not do that. In Genesis 45, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. I imagine those brethren might have had some thoughts about, I don't know what's going to happen to us right now. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptian and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. I'm going to pause right there. I am Joseph. I am that brother that you mistreated. I am that brother that you caused my father to have those years of sadness and woe that I've been destroyed. I am that brother that you took my coat and disguised it with blood. I don't know if he even knew that, but his father had to suffer. He thought Joseph was forever gone. Think of that, the misery that they did not were able to forgive their brother. I believe he said that he was going to rule over him someday. And maybe they didn't like that. I don't know. But you know, they got rid of him. They thought they did. But God was preserving his life. God can preserve our lives in situations when things need to be forgiven. And maybe the people want to hold you, or they may say things that are not correct about you. But you want to have a forgiving attitude. There's great benefit. And so he let them know, I am Joseph. And he asked them, doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. I believe they will be troubled, and people will be troubled today. Just because you endeavor to live for the Lord, everyone is not going to be your friend. And they'll try to set a trap. I'm giving you a warning. They'll try to set a trap, but the God of heaven can take care of all of those traps and all of those hindrances that come in your pathway. And he can cause you to come forth as a child of God, and you can be blessed. So we're thankful. And Joseph said unto his brother, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. He said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Notice number 5. Now therefore be not grieved. I imagine that could have gone to their heart like a dagger. Nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. Notice his attitude of forgiveness. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Isn't that wonderful? Sometimes the events of our life move like a river or something, and we don't understand the way the Lord might be preparing us for something in the future. But what about our attitude?
Yeah.
Lord, help us to just submit and get on down in humility and say, yes, Lord, I say amen to your will, because the benefits of full forgiveness so much outweigh all the things that we can go through and that we can suffer. And so Joseph was able to preserve life, and he got his family, his dad, to come back over there, and all those things that happened, you can read about over there in Genesis. And God was with Joseph.
Yes,
and you know
yes.
what? He will be with us today. And also think about when Joseph was in prison. I think he was a model prisoner, and he was able to gain the respect of the butler and the baker and all those things. And he interpreted the dreams. And he also told one of them, he said, remember me? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He told him to remember me, because I've showed you favor. I've told you what's going to happen. And the brother, he forgot about it until a period of time. And Joseph could have said, well, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get even. You may not get as much corn. He didn't even have that. But he let that go on. He still had that forgiving attitude. Lord, help us today. And it all worked out for Joseph. He was set in a position where he could bring in the crops and all those things and store them up. And he was able to dispense them out. And he was able to be a blessing to his family and all of those things, because Joseph kept the right attitude and he was forgiving. May the Lord help us to do that today. So in conclusion, I think we've said sufficient today. I want you to remember, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that the subject says the benefits of full forgiveness. May the Lord bless each one of you.
Yes.
Thank you for your time and for your attention. You can be like our Lord and Savior Jesus. You can say, Father, forgive them. You can be like Joseph. And Joseph kept a forgiving attitude, and God blessed him. May the Lord help and bless each one of you today, is my prayers. Amen.
Amen.